Britain and Spain have a long history of naval warfare. Don't worry, no cannons have been fired lately. Their latest naval encounter, so to speak, took place in court. Three British divers appeared before a judge in Spain today. They admitted stealing artifacts from a shipwreck in Spanish territorial waters. The divers were fined and given a suspended jail sentence. But that's not the whole story, as we hear from the world's Jerry Haddon.
Spanish police arrested the three Brits back in 2002 after they'd returned from exploring a ship sunken in Spanish territorial waters. The men from a company called Force 9 Salvage had a license to find and explore a Dutch 19th century ship called the Friesland, believed to hold millions of dollars in tin. But Spanish police accused them of hiding behind that license to steal from a different wreck, says Force 9's Peter Devlin.
There have been recent or previous cases of divers plundering certain historical items off shipwrecks along this coast, which they never caught them. And in fact, the police mentioned that when we were arrested and thought we were part of that group.
Devlin and his companions maintain their innocence. They say the ship they were supposed to explore is similar to another that may indeed still hold gold in its hull.
I was quite confused as to why we actually got arrested, because it's all I was doing was trying to identify the wreck at the time of arrest. We haven't actually started extracting anything of value.
What Devlin did bring up from the wreck were bottles, some pots and pans, and broken pottery. Nevertheless, the Force 9 crew pleaded guilty to theft and to damaging Spanish heritage. Devlin calls it a plea bargain to save himself from further headaches and legal costs. Spain is particularly protective of historic shipwrecks in its waters. It is currently fighting an American salvage company in court over a fine from 2005, reportedly worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Odyssey Marine of Florida extracted the treasure secretly and shipped it back to Florida before the Spanish could react. Odyssey has yet to identify the exact location of the treasure ship, it says because it wants to keep other explorers away. Odyssey officials say they've also found Britain's HMS Victory, which would be one of the most important finds in history. Odyssey is a publicly traded company. In fact, company officials are due to ring the opening bell on the NASDAQ exchange tomorrow morning in New York. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona, Spain.